Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. The show must go on. That's the siren's call of live theater. For one small theater company in the Sierra Nevada foothills, the show has gone on for three decades. Main Street Theater Works in Amador County is celebrating 30 years of producing professional shows at its amphitheater Under the Stars. Its latest productions, The Affections of May, opened this past weekend and run through September 6th. Susan McCandless is the company's artistic director, and she joins us now to talk about what it takes to bring the stage to life in the town of Jackson. Susan, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk about your current production, but first, tell us about yourself. How did you get involved with the company in Jackson?
Well, I founded the company. I started when I was about 11 making my brothers wear tutus and, you know. And it just grew from there to creating something much bigger, which was much fun. And we started 30 years ago in the Sutter Creek Theater. We always wanted an amphitheater. Sutter Creek Theater, he raised the rent, quadrupled it because he was selling the building. So we were out on our butt trying to find someplace else. We did dinner theater for a little while, and then we finally built the amphitheater. It's been there for 21 years now. And that's what we wanted. We really wanted to have something outside, and we're really fortunate. We have had so much community support, and it's such a beautiful spot. It's gorgeous. It's surrounded by oak trees. It's in the shade. Even if it's 105 in Sacramento, by the time the show starts up there, it's usually 85 or 90, and a half an hour later, by intermission, sometimes you need a sweater.
That sounds pretty nice, I have to say. So from what you're telling me, it sounds like theater's been in your blood, in your family, since the very beginning. Sounds like you have deep roots
in this. Yeah, I do. My dad was first flutist with San Francisco Opera for 30 years. And it is. It's just, I grew up with the arts, and it's wonderful. And I love it. And we love our amphitheater.
Well, and as we said just a moment ago, Main Street Theater Works, it just debuted its latest production, The Affections of May, this past weekend. So how was opening night Under the Stars at the Kennedy Mine
Amphitheater? It was great. The audience loved it. The cast was on fire. And I have no complaints about opening night. I think they did a wonderful job. And the show runs, like you said, on Friday and Saturday nights until September 6th. We have a lot of community support. If I can mention our sponsors, we have Bank of Marin and All Sierra Roofing doing the company. We have our summer season sponsor, which is the Estate Planning Law Center. And then we have season sponsors, which are Giles Turner and Mary Spitzer. So you can see we have a lot of support. We have wonderful volunteers. And we do a very good job, I think. So we'd love to see people up there.
And tell us more about the amphitheater itself. You talked about the setting. When did the company start performing at Kennedy Mine Amphitheater? And what does this space add to the overall quality of the productions up there?
Yeah, okay. We opened it in 2004 with Much Ado About Nothing. That year we only did one amphitheater production. We had one dinner theater production left. We did those two, and then we moved completely into the amphitheater. And yeah, it took a lot to get it done, and a lot of community support, a lot of community money and raising money. But it's just a super venue. I can't emphasize the venue enough. You can bring your picnic dinner and your wine, and we do lighter shows because of that. It's summer entertainment, and that's what's fun.
You know, not everyone is maybe a huge theater fan, or maybe it's just something they do every once in a while. But what does it mean for Amador County, for Jackson, to have a local theater company, have these regular productions in your community?
It helps the merchants, because we have about 35% of our audience coming from out of town. So we try to let the merchants know that, and they've been very helpful. We have a merchants' night for them. They come and see the show. Hopefully they'll talk about it. But, yeah, it brings people into Amador County, and it's part of the tourism game. And we're very fortunate that way, and people keep coming back, so we don't have any complaints.
You talked about the financial support. Of course, you need that to stay to keep going and stay relevant. But what else does it take to keep a theater company like this going for three decades? I mean, I'm thinking community support, volunteers, parents, you know, multi-generational families coming in to help out.
Yeah, well, we have a few multi-generational. Amador County is an older county, is retirement county, second home county, that kind of thing. But the volunteer people we have is amazing. That's what it takes. And we're always looking for volunteers. I don't think people really realize what it takes from a standpoint of hours. Like I spent 9 hours a day there for the last 2 weeks trying to get the set going. And I wasn't alone. I had wonderful volunteers helping too. But we're always looking for volunteers. Volunteers, I think we're finding out with a lot of organizations right now, our volunteers are aging out. And that's why we're looking for people that want to step up and help and get involved. And we have the high school kids get involved. They get community service. So they'll come down and sometimes and help with the set or cleanup or things like that. We've used some of them sometimes in shows. Most of our actors come from Sacramento. Most of our volunteers come from Amador County. We work together.
So you mentioned the older population, and you also mentioned working with the high school there. So what is that connection like with the younger generation? I mean, how do you make sure that you're getting younger folks, not just from Sacramento, but from your local community to join, either to volunteer or perform?
The Amador High School in Amador County has a wonderful theater department. It has for years. I used to volunteer with their musical theater department, but those kids come down and they help even in stuff that's not on stage. And you know how like kids like to be on stage, but they come down and they really are helpful. They help clean up. They help get us ready to open the season. It's a lot of work when you're only there in the summer. You got to come back and half the time starting over, just cleaning up and getting ready to go. And the kids are wonderful like that. We have occasionally use them in shows. It's difficult with our kids because we rehearse in Sacramento.
I see. That is difficult.
Yeah. So we don't have as many on stage, but whenever they can, they volunteer and help us out, and they're wonderful. So,
Susan, are there certain productions that do better than others at your venue? Or what do you take into consideration when deciding on the plays you're going to offer in a season?
Well, I think we have a tendency to want something that's a little bit intelligent, even if it's a silly comedy. And we try to provide a lighter fare. We have done heavier things there, but they don't fare as well. We've done The Crucible outside, and we did it inside too, but it doesn't do as well. People come to relax, have a good time, visit at intermission, have their picnic dinner. So I think what it takes for us is comedies. Artifice is a perfect example. It's the sweetest little comedy, and the actors are wonderful. And it's a story about an artist who gets lost in an avalanche, and they think he's dead. And so within the right period of time, the girlfriend's trying to get out of debt and sell his paintings. And of course, he's dead, so they're worth more. And the story goes from there with the people they invite to come look at the paintings and then the surprise ending. But it's very funny, very cute. Cast is very strong, very strong.
Well, let's talk a little bit about The Affections of May. It's directed by Julie Anker. It takes place in a small town.
Right.
What should people know about the play?
That it is a comedy, that it is lighter fare, but it is lots of fun, great lines, great. I think that's it. I think everybody will enjoy it. Opening night audience loved it. We've had great comments. And it's basically only four characters. It's May. May is the center of the story.
Right, right.
And the three men that get involved in her lives. And it's quite funny. They go everywhere from collecting coffee mugs, the bank manager, to a kind of lonely handyman and a husband who is less than wonderful. So I think that's how it goes.
You mentioned it's a comedy. It's set in a small town, so it's some relationship to Jackson, I would imagine. But mm-hmm. but how'd you decide on this one specifically? You probably could have chosen others.
Oh, yeah. Julie and I start reading. She's my assistant artistic director. And we start reading plays right about now for next year because we generally hold auditions in January. And it's just a matter of reading, going to see things, you know, looking at things that, oh, we could do that show. That looks like fun. We have the actors for that. We have the space for that. And right now we're trying to pick things where we're not killing ourselves with the sets because we have limited help. We've all aged out. That's a problem right now with volunteers, I think. But we pick our shows hopefully for audience enjoyment and hopefully for enough challenge for our actors that they keep coming back. And generally things we like.
Susan, you said that a lot of your talent comes from Sacramento. Tell us a little bit about what goes into casting a production like this. Is there also some local talent that you draw from?
We offer the opportunity to our local talent to come and audition. We have in the past done that when we didn't rehearse all the time in Sacramento. But there is one other local company up there, up further up the hill, and I think most of the people there tend to go there. And now that we're rehearsing in SAC, most of them aren't dedicated enough to make the trip. So we find ourselves with the actors in SAC, and that started way back when we did Crucible for the first time in the Sutter Creek Theater. We had a group come up because the play's not done very often. A big cast, and we had a group come up and audition, and there was about four or five of them, including Julie Anker, who just stuck, and they have stayed with us for 25 years, because it's, you know, in the Sutter Creek Theater. And it just grew from there. The word around, actors like working with us, and we try to treat them really well, because we're there important.
Susan, in the last minute or so we have, just tell us again the days, the times when people can come see the current performance. And also, There's so many options for entertainment in our region. Why theater?
Oh, why theater? I don't know. It's been my passion since I was a kid. I grew up with it. I think that's, I love the expression. I love communicating that way with people. I love laughter. I think that's why comedy's fun. And I think in these times we can certainly use it. And why theater? Because it stimulates your brain. It stimulates your emotions. It captures life, different types of life. And I like that about it. As far as Affections of May, yes, we run until September 6th on Friday and Saturdays. We open the gates at 6:30 so you can bring your picnic and your wine if you would like to, beverage of choice, and bring a chair. Come and see us. You'll love it. You can get there, like I said, at 6:30. The show is great. It's the actors are Vanna Nettle, Scotty Beatty, Jim Last, and Earl Victorine, and they are all wonderful. Several have been with us for a long time. So,
Susan, thank you so much for joining us here in studio at Insight.
Okay, thank you.
Susan McCandless is the artistic director of Main Street Theater Works in Jackson. We've been talking about the company celebrating 30 years of professional shows, their latest production, The Affections of May, which opened this past weekend, runs through September 6th at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater. We have more information on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.